Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts.
And Sister Amen.
Hey, we want to bring you, it's really late, we want to bring you a short edification audio. We had a interesting day today. It was a good day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we traveled to a new town, and the brothers all came with us. That was kind of cool. And
while we're traveling, they were following.
Yeah, they were following in their gospel van, and then two of the other brothers caught up with us in the town we were at, and we got to fellowship. We'll talk about that a little bit. When we left, we stopped at some food dent vents on the way, and a lot of witnessing took place. Any stories about that, Sister Robin?
Oh, a whole bunch of it. Everybody was doing some witnessing.
Yeah.
Just a real quick one for me was I was able to witness to a woman over, I was looking at a little bag of chicken, and we got one once before, and I said, she was looking at it, I said, that's really good, and it's a really good deal, too. She said, oh, okay, and I said, hey, I got something even better than that. Here's some good news, how to find eternal life. And she said, oh, I'm a Christian. And she looked like she wanted to talk, so I had a few minute conversation with her, warned her about all the 40,000 denominations.
And I think I came along and talked to her husband.
Yeah, I was going to get to that.
Okay.
So after I witnessed to her, I walked away, and Brother Tupos happened to see it, and she saw him. He saw her, Brother Tupos saw this woman, give the gospel card to her husband, and he was reading it, and as he was walking around the corner, he got to witness to the husband for a while.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was good timing.
Yeah, praise God.
Yeah. I witnessed to a guy outside Walmart set up for one of these drug rehab foundations that claimed to be Christian. Got to witness to him for about 8 minutes, and he listened. I don't know if he was man-pleasing or if he really meant it, but he listened, and he agreed the churches were corrupt and how we got to go a lot deeper than these drug rehab programs take people. So that was awesome. He listened. He thanked me. Gave me two big hugs.
Oh, nice.
So that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
I didn't see him hugging anybody else.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means. But
I think that's the same one when I walked out. He said, have a blessed day. And I said, I think, did you talk to a bearded man earlier, just a little while ago? He said, yeah. I said, that was my husband. He said, oh, okay. Have a blessed day, man.
Yep. So he listened. So that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we did some witnessing on the way. We hit some Dent Bend food stores to help the brother and sister stock up their van.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was a good day. What else you got today, Sister Amen?
Well, I was just thinking about in van life, like especially this time of the year when it's cold.
Yeah.
Your nose is cold, your teeth are, or your, yeah, your teeth.
Your teeth are cold, feet are cold.
Your feet are cold, fingers are cold or whatever. Even though you got a little heater or something, it's still like, it keeps you on edge. And I really like that because, I mean, who doesn't like to be pampered when it's like the air is just right? It's either just warm or just cool.
Everybody wants to be comfortable.
Yeah, but I like to be stretched because I want to master my flesh.
Yeah.
I want to rest at night and say, you know what? I won.
Right.
I triumphed over my flesh and I kept the kingdom of God in the focus.
Right.
And so being on edge of a little bit too cold or a little bit too hot, yeah, we really appreciate those other days in between, but I like that crucifying the flesh, you know.
Amen.
It's our living sacrifice, our reasonable service.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's good. Van life definitely helps you do that.
It does.
You can do that in any life.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't live after the king's dainties and deny yourself thing. Jesus said to deny yourself.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Lay down your life and, follow after him.
Amen.
Not after the lust of the flesh.
What else, Sister Emma?
Well, I have a couple scripture verses.
I got to sit with the brothers. Got to sit and talk with Sister Kara, just one-on-one. That was nice, huh?
Oh, yeah, that was. It was nice and quiet. We got to share all kinds of things and,
to draw close, build your relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the brothers and I were sitting in a marketplace, and we didn't have any witnessing there. Oh, we had one interesting thing happen. Right before, right when I got there, we were talking, and I was mentioning how these drug rehab programs deceive people. And I saw a man look over, and he kind of mouthed with his mouth, yeah, deceive people like that, looking right at me. And I thought, mocker. And I was ready with my video camera. And the brothers kind of saw what was going on. This guy, I think he was running a big garbage truck. He got up and he walked right towards me. And I instantly had my phone and I just held my phone up and clicked my video on. And he walked up and that unnerved him because I knew he was a mocker. And he said, you're a stench before God. And he turned around and walked away. I didn't say a word to him. So I had the video on. Why do I do that? Well, because the video acts as like the light and a verification of who he is. He didn't want to stay long. He didn't want to tell me why I'm a stench before God. He didn't want to talk about the gospel. Send him on his way. He's just a mocker.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that was kind of interesting. But we didn't have any other witnessing in the marketplace we were at. But there was a Mennonite family there who I've noticed that man before, and one of his daughters works at the food store that we stop at once in a while. So he didn't want nothing to do with us. He didn't want to talk to us. But tonight, it was really awesome to just sit with the brothers, and it was kind of cool. Normally, we bring teachings. Normally, we do this, we do that. Tonight, we just all sat, and we just talked scripture. Nice. We just talked about the Lord. We talked about different challenges. It was kind of nice. We just talked and didn't have any set teachings, didn't have any agenda, and we just shared our hearts about the Lord. So it was pretty awesome.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
It is nice to have those, well, because we're always going and busy and stuff, it's nice to have a slower one where you can just let it flow.
You want to know a couple of topics we talked about?
Yeah.
We talked about simplicity of Christ and how God's word is simple, not easy, but simple to do, and the world complicates everything. We warned about rabbit trails that people get caught up in, like flat earth and all kinds of aberrant theology that the Bible doesn't really teach on. And then here's one example. One of the brothers brought up some false teacher that talks about in Genesis 6, the sons of God. And this false teacher was saying, they're angels that came down and married women and they made giants and all this stuff. And we said, does God's word really teach that? And it's like, well, no, God's word doesn't really say that. And so I took him to Matthew 22. I said, we can usually refute rabbit trails with God's word. They claim angels came down and married women. If you read Matthew 22, Jesus said, in the future, in heaven, man will be like angels. They don't marry.
Yeah.
Done. Case closed. So we were talking about how it's good to put to rest some of these, what we call false doctrines. Could be urban legends where men make up all types of things, UFOs, all this type of stuff, conjecture about what 666 is, all of that stuff. Stick to the gospel, stick to holy living, stick to obedience, and avoid the rabbit trails.
Right.
So we talked about a bunch of things, but that was one of the things we talked about.
Nice.
Yeah. What scriptures you got for us today, Sister Amin?
I have a couple of them. I was looking up one on peace. Psalm 29:11, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Amen.
That's a promise.
That is a blessing.
And then I was looking up joy. Psalm 95:1, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock, to the rock of our salvation. I like that. Joyful noise, because that's about the best I can do when it comes to singing.
God is a rock, not Peter.
Right,
Old Testament,
rock.
New Testament tells us that. Yeah,
he
yeah.
Is.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we hope to get up, have a good morning if the Lord allows it. We're gonna have some fellowship together, and then we're gonna go fly gospel signs in a town, and maybe right near a Christmas event where people will be moving around.
Oh yeah, so, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. But we're gonna go fly some gospel signs and
Christmas things. Going
maybe
on.
Enlighten some people about the truth of God and warn them.
That'd be great.
Yeah. And then maybe Sunday we're going to go stand outside another church.
Okay, we'll see how
Shine
goes,
the light of Christ.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be cold, maybe snowy.
Yeah, we'll see.
Snowflakes don't scare us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I have a scripture verse, and the last thing I would mention is, brothers and I talked about how sad it is when we go out and we witness the gospel. Every time, every day, we go out and witness the gospel, we find out how much people that claim Christ lack sound doctrine. It's really pathetic. Really. Pastors don't even know the gospel. People that have been in the pews for 20 years don't even know the basics. 1 Timothy 1:10. For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for man-stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. Paul's warning about sins, and then he says, any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine.
That sounds like everything.
That kind of,
I mean, that leaves no
That's
loophole.
What you call a theological slam dunk right there.
Yeah.
That just tells you that anything that is not sound doctrine. So we would just encourage you all, read the scriptures, trust what God's word says, and hold fast to sound doctrine.
Amen.
Because 1 Timothy 4:16 says, continue in sound doctrine by which you are saved and them that hear you. Why are we saved by sound doctrine? Because we're working our way to heaven? No. Sound doctrine means we're in the truth. Jesus is the truth. The Spirit is the truth. If you have Jesus and the Spirit, you're going to have life. If you don't have truth, you don't have Jesus, you don't have the Spirit.
Right.
They go together.
Yeah.
Anything else, Sister Amin?
No, there is nothing else other than the truth.
Amen. Everything else is dung compared to Christ.
It is. I know what you meant, though.
We love you all. We'll be back tomorrow if the Lord allows, and maybe we'll have some stories from the Gospel Road, and
yeah, we'll see.
Maybe, oh, tomorrow we're doing the Lord's Supper together, and I know we'll have some more edification audios going up, or excuse me, Ecclesia gathering audios going up in that area, so check those out as well.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Love y'all. Hold fast. Keep your eyes set on Christ more than anything.
Yeah. What else is there?
May God be praised.